Caitlyn Jenner may have owned the internet this week, but hundreds of thousands of Americans have made a similar transition. NPR's Pam Fessler spent time recently with several transgender women in Washington, D.C. She heard frank talk about their emotional and at times painful journey and has this reporter's notebook.
Hanging out on the front porch on a warm evening, people tend to open up a little more than usual, which is what happened when I sat with Ruby Corrado and two other trans women outside a house that Corrado runs for homeless transgender adults. At one point, two of the women mentioned being fathers. I don't know why, but I was surprised. It's hard enough for adults to grasp what it means to be transgender, but kids?
When they were first born, I was daddy. Like, I was dad.
Bella Monet is a tall, striking trans woman whose tight black and white miniskirt and short top reveal a bare midriff. She says when her 12-year-old daughter first saw her as a woman...
Like, there wasn't nothing, like, shocking to her. She was just like, okay, so you daddy mommy.
Her daughter's biggest complaint?
Why your hair gotta be longer than mine?
Everyone laughs. But seriously, Monet is one of the lucky ones. She sees her kids all the time. Kiara Atkins, who's leaning against the porch railing in a short black dress with a cigarette in her hand, has a 7-year-old son.
Haven't seen him for about 6 months, I think, so...
Atkins says the last time they spoke, it was on FaceTime.
He was like, Daddy, why do you look like a girl? I didn't really say anything, just because I'd let his mother kind of introduce that fact to him, and then I would explain to him whenever it gets a little bit older.
There's a lot of melancholy on this porch, especially when the talk turns to family. Many of the trans men and women who live here have lost all contact with parents, siblings, and friends. This is their new family in their new home, where they can feel relatively safe in what can sometimes be a pretty cruel world.
You know what happened to Bella just 3 weeks ago? She almost got killed walking home.
That's Ruby Corrado talking about some of their transgender friends.
You know what happened to Catherine, right? She got beat up in Columbia Heights. You know what happened to the other girl from Nicaragua?
Corrado says she was assaulted too. Another trans woman was stabbed in the subway. Atkins seems a bit surprised.
I've never yet to experience any kind of, like, walking down the street and someone calling me names or anything like that, ever.
That may just have to do with the color of your skin.
Atkins is white.
That's definitely not the case for women of color, because many of them, including me, have gone through a tremendous amount of violence.
Which seems to be pretty much the case everywhere in the U.S. Black and Latino transgender women are far more likely than other trans men and women to be attacked and even killed. They're also more likely to be poor and homeless.
So I am glad to hear that that's not happening to you. But
I wasn't trying to brag or nothing, but I was just kind of disappointing.
Atkins is a little defensive. She says, to be honest, the only violence she's ever experienced has been against herself. Like 4 in 10 transgender people, Atkins has tried to commit suicide. She was so unhappy being a man. So Corrado asks her,
are you happier now than you ever been?
Even though I am pretty much broke most of the time and don't have a job or anything, but I'm happier as a person. And I have a lot better friends.
Friends you can just hang out with on the porch and talk to. Pam Fessler, NPR News.